Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest, Paula Barrett's in the house. Welcome.
Thank you for inviting me.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing planner, plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. As we move to the end of the month, we've got to have something to we celebrate every day. So whether it's the beginning of the month or the end of the month, you know, on Ron Siegel Radio, we are going to celebrate. So today I look at the list, National Polar Bear Day. It's a little cold outside. It might be fitting, right? I mean, National Retro Day.
I got a bad feeling about this.
National Bay Day. I think we'll stay away from that one. Now, here you can just pick the rest of the celebrations of the day. For anybody like me that's beaten anorexia, let's look at this, putting these together. So we've got National Pancake Day. Throw on top of that National Strawberry Day. And I've never tried this, but how could you go wrong adding a little Kahlua to it, right? It's National Kahlua Day as well. So we get to celebrate a lot of different items today. It's a good celebration. Let's look at the markets today. Another one of those volatile days on the market. I watched the market futures very, very early this morning, and the market was down early in the morning on the futures. Then I started watching and seeing, well, what caused that? And the market deteriorated a little bit more after the early testimony or the prepared remarks from the new chairman of the Federal Reserve, Powell, came out and had his conversation or his prepared remarks. Those came out. The market dropped a little bit further. Then the market actually opened, and the market opened up. Now we're looking at the market being down, oil down. So what's going on here? Why this volatility? And then all of a sudden, the 10-year Treasury is going up. Now, you know what that means when the 10-year Treasury goes up. Yeah. Well, if you're fixed income senior citizen, it's good for you. If you're looking for a mortgage, it's not the best news in the world. Hey, you know something? We watch that for you, make sure that we're getting the right information to at the right time. We'll talk about the mortgage market in the mortgage minute. Obviously, that comes up a little later in the broadcast because we like to get to you the news of the day before we go too far. President Trump vows action on guns. Speaking to many of the nation's governors yesterday, President Trump vowed that he will get rid of bump stocks. Now, really, when you think about it, not there's any real need for the bump stock, but folks, they're coming up with doing it anyway or getting used to or working on that anyway. And now we're seeing news coming out from this is going to be horrific watching what's coming here out of Florida. The deputy sheriff, Scott Peterson, you know, he's probably arch enemy of the world number one, but he's the deputy that was assigned to the school in Florida and went in. Well, through his attorney now, they're actually saying that that was the orders given by the department, was to wait for backup. We'll see what happens there, and we'll see what happens with the sheriff out there. Not a lot of the legislators in Florida are happy with Sheriff Israel. We'll see what's going on there. Amazing. According to a poll taken just days after the massacre in Parkland, 61% of Americans support a ban on the sale of the AR-15 rifle, which is also used in previous mass shootings. 39% believe that adults who pass a background check should be permitted to buy the rifle, which is often categorized as an assault rifle. Here's the question I pose whenever I see these different polls coming out. Number one, who did the poll? If it's the Cannabis News Network, you can't trust them because they give you bad information. But here's the other part of it. And I listened to this gentleman. He's actually a congressman from Colorado, and he's probably one of the few people in America that really has a firsthand vantage point of the assault rifles or the AR-15s or these shooters, because he was actually one of the kids at Columbine, and now he's a congressman. Now, the point that he brought out that I found fascinating, I didn't know it, was that at the time of the Columbine shooting, the AR-15 was one of those weapons that was banned. Somehow it didn't stop them from using it. I don't understand how that could be, because we hear every day that all we have to do is ban that weapon and the problem is solved. Well, maybe that's not quite all there is to it. We'll see. But then again, you know, I love listening to Congress people. Well, maybe I don't. Maybe I just get ill listening to Congress people. But when I have the opportunity to report on it, that's the different issue. Nothing is going to happen with the ban on weapons. Why don't we move on to something where we can do some service? Right? If we understand that we're divided as a country on the weapon issue, is that the only thing that these people in Congress can come up with as a solution? Maybe we ought to find somebody else to put into Congress that might have some different idea. Right? I mean, we want something to be done. We don't want to have our kids going to school and wondering if there's going to be another shooter. Solve the problem. If you can't solve it one way, solve it another way. When we get people that call us and need consulting on real estate, if we can't solve the problem one way, there's always a solution. I've never had an individual that we have flat out said they cannot get a loan. Can't get a loan today. You have to get on a program to get situated or coached for a new loan. Maybe you can't buy the $1 million house. Maybe you can buy a $500,000 house today. Program. Why can't they do that in Congress? Why can't they find some of these issues? Just a quick question there. And I am looking at the NRA issue. No one wants to talk about the fact that the NRA is not even in the top 20 of the lobbying organizations in America. Don't want to hear that one. That one might give us some, won't give people enough things to talk about. And I'm going to start with the hashtag right now, because I'm not a fan of all these boycotts, especially the George Soros political boycotts. How about hashtag join NRA? And I'm not a member. I don't own a gun. I've gone through the concealed carry classes. I think those people that are trained should have that right. But you know something? Don't ban people from speaking. I mean, there's a lot of people that want to ban me from speaking. They want to mute my microphone every morning. I can understand that. But hey, you know something? That's just the issues, and we don't want to go down that route. Holy cow. Dylan Radigan once hosted a little watched and eponymous anonymous program on MSNBC Hee Haw, now running for Congress in New York State, hoping to unseat a Republican opponent in a conservative district. You think Radigan has an option there? We'll see. Probably nobody's seen him on MSNBC Hee Haw, but we'll figure that one out later. Holy cow. High school student Emma Gonzalez, who emerged as a leading spokesperson for survivors of the mass shooting in Florida, now has 950,000 followers on her Twitter account. Wow. Actually, she has more followers than the NRA and its leading spokesperson, Dana Lash. Gonzalez and her classmates will be in the spotlight again tomorrow when their classes resume for the first time since the murders. You know, again, that's another one of those George Soros plays. I wonder 6 months from now when Twitter goes and looks to see if they're legitimate people, what we're going to find at that time. Amazing how all these things continue. And moving right along, let's see if we can find any news in the state of confusion right here. Homeless Californians have taken up residence in filthy encampments up and down the Pacific Coast. San Francisco and other communities turn a blind eye. Officials here in Orange County are evicting the squatters from a two-mile-long camp not far from Disneyland. Just had a conversation yesterday. Here's a very interesting fact I didn't know. They're going in there now. Squatters are being moved out. I think they're taking 1 or 2 feet of soil throughout the entire area and replacing it. All going to be at the expense of Orange County taxpayers. But they have to take out the soil because there's needles, there's feces, there's all kinds of stuff that we don't want to know about. But, you know, the city would be, or the county would be liable if somebody's walking in that area and gets stuck with a needle. Amazing things that go on. But, hey, you know something? Our county supervisors, they just turn a blind eye to everything as well. And I've had a few of them come on the broadcast, so I'm sure they'll not be happy with me this morning. But, hey, I know something? I don't do the show for them. I do it for you to get you the information that you need. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, is now a good time to rent? How about a good time to be a property manager? We're going to talk about that. We've got the Mortgage Minute and budgeting tips for an emergency fund, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, benefit from it, and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice, licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs for you. They're the only one that I know of that has the fast loan approval, $50,000. The fast pass approval, basically because you're competing with cash offers, no loan contingencies. All the work is done up front, so you don't have to think about that afterward. In the Mortgage Minute, we're watching the mortgage market not having a pretty day today. We are seeing that stocks down a little bit. The mortgage bond itself is down, so rates are up. But we did get some news out in housing news. Federal Housing Finance Agency, easy for me to say, index. It measures the price appreciation on single-family homes with conforming loan amounts. It doesn't put the jumbo loans in there. rose 0.3% in December. The year-over-year appreciation rate remains stable, 6.5%. That's massive numbers when you think about it. It's almost, about 50% higher than the norm for Orange County area of the 43-year average. Appreciation was strongest, I don't know why, Seattle, Bellevue, Everett, Washington, where prices increased by 15%. Case-Shiller Price Index tracks the changes in the value of residential real estate across the U.S., showed that home price appreciation remains solid. The national index, which covers all 9 U.S. Census divisions, reported a 6.3% annual gain in December, which was 0.1% higher than the previous year-over-year reading of 6.2 in October. 20-city index also showed that home prices were up 6.3% on a year-over-year basis. The strongest gains were in Seattle, Las Vegas, and San Francisco. We have seen Jerome Powell, the Fed chairman, testifying this morning. We'll see if he has anything new to say. It's pretty much ho-hum so far from what I've been listening to. Not a whole lot of changes, although he did come out and say that instead of a lot of the market was thinking maybe 5 price increases this coming year. Probably going to be looking still at 3. And as our friends over at Chapman University said, maybe just 2. We'll see who's right on this one. That is the Mortgage Minute. Again, brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage, the only one I know of with the fast pass loan approval, compete with those same as cash offers. So let's chat a little bit about real estate this morning. Paula Barrett is with us. And we're going to chat here about, how about property, investing in property, property investors. A lot of times we talk about the homeowner, and buying the property for our own usage. But you look at this coming out this morning, 6.5%. And let's just say hypothetically, I use the number as a 10% down payment on owner-occupied properties. But if we look at a investment property, let's just say 25%, because I'm a simple guy. Right, so that would be 6.5 times for 26% rate of return. Not bad,
no.
Right? And there's a lot of people out there that would love to get a 26% rate of return. We're not going to get it every year, but are there still opportunities for people to buy that single family home or multi-family home and make money?
I just put a couple in escrow this week, and they were investors purchasing the properties for rentals.
Okay.
And they are paying full price. They went up against multiple offers and full price plus, and their intention is to rent it out and receive an income on it.
So obviously they've got some structured financing in a way that, or no financing, whatever, we don't want to get personal, but that they're going to actually see a positive cash flow?
Well, if they paid cash, absolutely. I don't know if their ROI is going to be where it needs to be based on
the
statistics, but it's at a safe place.
Okay.
And historically, we all know real estate's always been a safe place to put your money.
I like, something that's an interesting, because we didn't even talk about that when we were getting ready for the broadcast, is, if you're tired of watching the Dow Jones Industrial Average, and I've got a chart of it, I'm going to just pull it up real quick right here. But, for the last 6 months, it's been pretty volatile.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, it has.
And historically, we know that the Dow goes up on a historic basis, but it's not quite the same. It's not, you can't touch, years ago, it used to be the thing to buy was GE stock. We don't want to do that now for sure, because they're on the way out of business.
Right?
So, but people can always need a roof over their head.
Absolutely. And I am also an investor and own some apartments. And when the market crashed, or as they call it, the
boom
recession,
bust.
the Great Recession, I didn't care that my building went down in value. I still collected rent. My income did not change.
That's a good point. So
who cares?
Right.
Because the market's going to go up again. And that's what a lot of people don't understand, is if you put your money in the housing market, you will get a residual income as long as you manage it properly.
So there was a time back in the 90s. You can't do it nowadays because it doesn't work, just because of logistics. But in the 90s, when we used to put stock quotes in something called a newspaper, right? Now the things are pretty small, right? But you could throw a dart at the stock page and you could find a winner. is real estate the same, or do you really need somebody to go out there and give you the guidance for that?
Absolutely. Like anything else, you need to hire yourself a coach in real estate, which would be a realtor, and have them provide you some opportunity in some good markets, some good neighborhoods, and so that they can increase in value over the years. So you not only get your residual income, you also get a huge return on your income. Even if it drops a little bit, who cares? Wait it out and enjoy it when the market's up.
Well, that's a good point, because you've mentioned that idea that, you know, if the market drops, and we know that the market goes up and goes down, and I think I looked at it recently, Orange County, 4.99% is our average rate of return over the last 43 years. Now, we don't know what it's going to do next year, but 43 years is a pretty good time horizon to kind of guess. Until you're ready to sell, it's pretty much of an irrelevant point what the property value is, isn't it?
Correct. I mean, you're going to want to watch it to see, but, you know, it's all about the end game. The end game is residual income and making sure that you're secure.
Now, here's the issue that I would have with that, because, you know, like most people that are out there building a business or doing what they do, they got a full plate, you know. I work probably 12 hours a day. I'm only part-time, right? So I don't want to take on another job. How do I deal with buying an apartment or buying a house, having it, you know, to take care of upkeep and keep it rented, keep it, all this stuff? Is there a solution, or do I have to take on even more hours?
No, this is what's so wonderful about real estate. There is different divisions of real estate. You have the realtor, you have your property manager, and you have your consultant. And we are a turnkey solution, a concierge service. And we start from helping you decide what your price range is going to be. Are you going to want to buy a single family residence, a condo, or apartment complex? So we make sure that we put you in the arena that you're comfortable with. And then we'll go so far as to help you get it rehabbed, rent it out if it's not rented out, or audit the existing renters and see if they're going to, they're paying their rent on time, and that they're set up to have all the legalities put forth, which is real important, because there are predatory renters out there.
And California has been known to be a little bit litigious.
Yes. Renters are smart. They've become professional renters. And I've gone into properties where the renters actually have their boxes packed because they know that they're not making their payment and they're ready to go overnight if they have to.
Wow.
So it's a very interesting thing out there. And that's why you hire the professionals like us to manage your investments.
So how do you figure what I should be budgeting when I'm looking at hiring a property manager? And then what do I expect them to do versus what are my responsibilities?
Well, your responsibility is to agree with the property manager on your budget and your expenses. And then that's what the property manager has to adhere to through their property management agreement, their expectations.
Okay.
Expectations contract, so that you know exactly what clear defined roles the owner plays versus the property manager. I help the owners make sure that their property is secure, because that is their big investment.
Sure.
And it's financially secure, structurally secure, and that the tenants are taking good care of the home. They're not living in it like a hotel, which is very important. They're
sure
living in it as a home.
Interesting. Now, one of the things that I wonder, and I've actually seen this in a very, very small sample, is that the non-professional property manager, the mom and pop who have one or two rentals, they generally don't do the professional management type services of their own property. They're not doing the regular maintenance. They just wait for something to be called for the fire drill. And they don't do the regular rent increases. Is that different with a property manager, or how does that work?
Right. The property manager doesn't create a friendship with the tenant. A lot of investors that I've taken over their properties for, I find out that they become friends with the tenant. So they're, oh gosh, they got the stories that they can't afford it, or, and then their rent is really low. And you find out that the owners have been cutting checks to the tenants to get things repaired that were never repaired. So I'm the buffer.
That's an interesting one.
So I'm the mama bear.
They cut a check to the tenant. Yeah. We're going to talk about that one when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. Hey, how about paying your tenant to be there? Got to love that. It's called like, maybe that's like a coupon for rent. We'll talk about that when we get back. Is now a good time if you're on the rental side? We'll talk about that as well. And some budgeting tips for an emergency fund. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/ronsiegelradio on Twitter, Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Real time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text Toolkit to 79564 Toolkit. Get the ultimate home finance toolkit. It's got in there the mortgage calculators for you. The home affordability worksheet is in there. And how do you get real-time interest rates? You don't have them today. But that's in there as well. Text toolkit to 79564. Get those tools. Is it now a good time to rent? So people often ask if now is a good time to buy a home, but nobody ever asks when it's a good time to rent. Regardless, we want to make certain that everyone understands that today is not a good time to rent. So that's the very simple answer to the question. Don't do it. Unless you're the landlord, then they're going to tell you that it's a good time. The Census Bureau recently released their 2017 fourth quarter median rent numbers. I posted a graph this morning. It's probably, if you're a renter, one of the ugliest graphs you're going to ever want to see, because it goes back to 1988 using 1988 census dollars. It was about $345 to rent. And they're using the same median asking rents in today's 900. So it's almost tripled in that amount of time. And if you look what's gone on over the last 6 or 7 years, it's almost looking like the Matterhorn chart. It's posted on our media channels. So take a look at it. You can see that steadily increased and are showing no signs of slowing down. Have you seen a lot of rental vacancies? We'll ask Paul about that in a minute. If you're faced with making the decision of whether or not you should renew your lease, you might be pleasantly surprised at your ability to buy a home of your own. Now, again, I shared in the first segment that I've never told somebody that they cannot buy a house. Now, sometimes you do have to go and look and say, what is the game plan to buy? We were just with a consumer or listener just the other day, and he has a 525 FICO score. Well, you're not going to get a great loan with a 525 FICO score, but you can get a good game plan, and you can get on the road to home ownership. So maybe you have to lease once or twice more. But you know something, you can be a homeowner too. Bottom line, one way to protect yourself from rising rents, lock in your housing expense by buying a home. Just for a hypothetical, put it on the social media channel. Well, don't do that because I don't want to embarrass anybody. Because, you know, I did watch some of those commentators that go and do the quizzes on college campuses. Do you know what the increase in your mortgage payment is on a 30-year fixed rate loan? I'm just going to leave it right there. That was the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text toolkit to 79564. So before the break, we were chatting with Paula. We're going to chat with her again right now. We're talking a little bit about renting property, being the landlord in this transaction. And again, there's always two sides to every coin, right? I mean, the market is down this morning. Somebody's making money as that market goes down. Well, when you've got a shortage, when you saw the chart that I shared with rents going up, there's probably some folks that are happy about that as well. But Paula, we were talking about the getting a check back before the break. So if I'm a renter and I say to my landlord, put in some new carpeting and they agree with me and they give me a check for whatever it is, and I put that check in my bank account and I don't put the new carpeting in, obviously I've defrauded my landlord. But does the landlord even know?
No, this is what I call the professional tenant. They create this relationship with the landlord. The landlord's not protected by a property manager. They don't know the new laws. They don't know what to look out for. And we've been schooled. We've been, we're boots on the ground in the muck, as you would want to call it, and making sure those owners are protected. So I had one tenant, landlord, was prepared to write a $10,000 check to tenants.
$10,000.
So the daughter stepped in, contacted me, and said, I need you to look at my mom's properties. Come to find out, mom owns multiple properties, all paying substandard. They're paying substandard rent. And she was ready to write this check. And I said, no, I'm going to go and audit the property. I'm going to go meet the tenant and audit it. So I established a budget and an estimate on what I feel that it's going to cost to fix the items. And it was just under $1,000 to fix it all. So if an owner writes a $10,000 check because there's, you know, the sky is falling in the property, and that's what's going on, then why is the owner even renting
sure
to that tenant? They just lost their income.
Right. In many instances, $10,000, that's probably might be a few months' rent.
Right, right.
Crazy. And you only needed $1,000. Let me ask you this question. How often should the couple of questions that come up. How often should the property manager or the owner go in and visit the property to inspect?
Well, when the tenants move in, you should go visit them within the 30 to 60 days to see who they are. You see them on paper, but you want to see who the tenant is.
Okay.
See how they live, and that will red flag the property on you're going to go in there every quarter, every 6 months, or once a year. And, of course, you have to do drive-bys every 30 to 60 days just to make sure you don't want cars on the grass and pissed off neighbors.
Sure.
So.
You know, the car on the grass on blocks.
Exactly.
May not be exactly what you had in
mind. Tents
in
the backyard.
Right. There you go. So I just heard somebody the other day called me, and they were saying that they're a renter, and the landlord comes in every 3 weeks unannounced. That seems to me like that might be a violation of some sort of state laws.
That's a harassment. I believe that should not happen, and they have to give a 24-hour notice to entry.
I thought that it sounded like they'd be doing 24-hour notice to entry, and, and is it an accompanied, or is it – can they come in on their own, or what, how did –
It, you just coordinate it with the tenant. Again, it's the establishment of the relationship.
Okay.
If it's a hostile tenant and you're wanting to get them out, you do have to sometimes call the police and make sure the house is and people are not doing something. You just have to call the attorney's office, get coached through the attorney's office on certain circumstances, and then they tell me exactly what to do. So I always have my attorney.
So you did a very interesting point there that a lot of people will just flow right past. So you've been doing this for a day or two.
Yeah, just
right?
A little bit.
And with all the experience that you have in buying and selling real estate for clients and for your own portfolio and managing properties, you're still having to call attorneys to consult with.
Oh, yes. You have to always call the ones that are going to guide you through. If you think you know everything, then you know there's always wonderful people out there to learn from.
Sure. So
you gotta always go.
Yeah.
The powers that be, just like I'm not gonna do my own loan. I'm gonna call you.
Right. So and that's the point. There is I bet it saves money in the long run by whatever the attorney costs. Now, when you're dealing with a professional, you know, you may have a relationship with somebody that you can, if it's an easy thing, you can pick up the phone and just say, hey, do I need to retain you? If it's not, you know, if I'm just the average guy on the street, though, you know, I may have to pay somebody from step one to get that same license, right? Am I missing something there?
No, you call and talk to a property management first to see where they can help you, and then they can guide you where, you know what, you're too far along right now. We just need to start the eviction process, and then I can help you afterwards.
Okay.
So there's different facets of the situation, but I do take over a lot of properties where the owners are at their wit's end with tenant, almost hostile, and I step in and I help them clean out the unit, including the tenant.
So here's a thought on that, because you know, and again, I'm just a numbers guy, right? So you know, talk a little bit on radio every morning, and just you know, a numbers nerd. Right, so I think about what you're saying there. Somebody may have bought a property in 2000, 2001, 2002, and they've gone through this process. They've got a bunch of equity in the property now by not doing anything, right? Just because properties, I think I'm at my wit's end. I'm going to sell the property and pay Uncle Sam half of my appreciation or call somebody, a professional like yourself, and I bet it would cost me a whole lot less. Right?
Yeah, well, definitely you want to consult, because you're going to want to hire a realtor or a realtor that works in close line with a property manager like me, and we're going to give them two different numbers and educate them so they make a good, sound decision.
And I mean, you know, you never know what the decision is, right? Mm-hmm. The decision could be that the right answer is to sell.
Correct.
And the right answer could be that, here's another question that I ponder. I was talking to another listener, and they were in Oklahoma or somewhere in that area, and they talk about the idea that properties don't appreciate there. Real estate is not an investment. Some of these other parts of the country, because we don't have the appreciation that we have here, which I can say, okay, you know, I didn't study that area, so I don't know that for sure. But if you've got a property manager, can you be an investor in California living in Oklahoma?
Oh, absolutely. You just have to hire the right property management company. I have a lot of out-of-state owners that I manage their properties for.
So you can take advantage of that 6% or 8% or 10% appreciation that we've seen the last few years, or the 4.99 over the last 43 years, right? And not be an in-state resident.
Correct.
Great. Okay. And the other part of it is let me ask you, well, I guess we're going to ask you about cost when we come back, because I have a feeling that a property manager may not cost anything. And I'm going to share with you exactly how, and I'll see if Paula agrees with me. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We'll also talk about some budgeting tips for an emergency fund or to develop an emergency fund, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us on facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037. And 145502, Equal Housing Lender, not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. As your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has these solutions for you. Budgeting tips for building an emergency fund. Do you have an emergency fund? Do you know what an emergency fund is? Well, the numbers come out, and the vast majority of Americans do not have an emergency fund. If they blow out two tires on a pothole in the road today, I hope it doesn't happen to you, you're going to have to go and take out a loan to get tires. That's the problem with people that don't have an emergency fund. They don't know what the unexpected. It just doesn't come up. So what do you do to solve the problem? Well, maybe, you know, you could start off with, collecting a little change maybe. How about taking 1% or 2% off of your paycheck and set it up to go into a separate account? You won't even notice it. Cut back on the Starbucks maybe. It might save a little bit of money. Eat at home. There is so many places right now that if you really want money, you can get it. I mean, you think about this with Uber and Lyft and all these other outside areas where you can save, you can get an extra job. How about the stay-at-home moms? And I don't mean that facetious moms or dads could be, but I know I hire some just to do some of the redundant work that I have that I don't want to do. A lot of that can be done. Where do you find those jobs? Well, it's a little thing called Facebook. You just put it on there and say, hey, I've got an extra 5 hours a week. Can I work from home? How about saving tax refunds? Maybe you want to look at your budget. We've been talking to Paula Barrett this morning about budgeting. You can save put there a budget to build an emergency fund, automatic savings. You get the dividends, deposit those. Put the money away just a little bit so that if you have that unexpected expense, it doesn't become an unexpected hardship on you and your family. That is the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. We're chatting this morning. Paula Barrett's in the house. We are chatting about being a landlord. And before the break, I made a comment, and I get this posed to me all the time, because I believe wholeheartedly that great counsel, great guidance, costs you absolutely nothing. So let's think about this concept, and I don't know what the numbers are, but I'm just going to play like a numbers guy here with Paula, and think about this. We got a property, and I'm going to say that, you know, it's a single-family house, 1,500 square feet, and, you know, I've got a renter, and I think I'm going to say $2,000 a month for rent, and I don't want to get into exact numbers, but whatever the numbers come out to, okay? And say whatever, and I'm just going to use round numbers because I'm an easy guy. And I don't know if this is accurate. I'm saying it's going to cost me $200 a month for a manager. And again, I have no clue. But now I need to have some work done on the property. I need some paint. I need carpet. And I need a plumber. And I can go on to that super secret website, google.com, and find all those people. I might find some artists, might not. But let's just hypothetically say that I find legitimate painter, carpet, layer, and plumber. Am I going to get as good a price as you are?
Possibly not, because I have the knowledge from my account as well as my real estate brokerage that you have to really identify the vendors also and make sure that they give you a bid, and you got to compare apples to apples to get a bid back to that owner and establish the exact budget so they have that expectation on the pricing. But you got to have that knowledge and that consulting background of, yeah, you can go do it by yourself, but it doesn't mean that you know how to compare the apples to apples and strategically roll that product out.
And I'm also, you know, I'm a single guy, right? I have maybe one house, two houses. It doesn't matter. Maybe I have 10 houses, but as a property manager, you probably got more properties, and just the economies of scale when you're going into a painter and he knows that maybe this year he gets one from Paula and two from Ron. Maybe Paula is going to get a better price than Ron is.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
So you know what you're doing is number one, which I have no clue, right? And I submit that, you know, maybe the CPA in the middle tax season is not the painting expert, right? But that's what you're doing, you know, 5 times a month.
Right, because you want materials too.
Didn't even know to think about that, right? So,
you know, does your property manager have the knowledge and the know-how to research how much that cost is? That's real important. You want to question what kind of, if you do have a manager, a
competent.
I love that.
Yeah.
Or because you want to be able to educate your own, okay, these are the bids, this is why it's this much. They, you know, and one vendor may give you a red flag on the property and say, oh, you know what, I didn't know that. Let me go back to the next bid, the other bids, and tell them they have to change and adjust their price.
Sure.
So you don't have those change orders or that goes, oh, gosh, you know what, that didn't include that. I may got to add another couple $1,000. And then you go back with egg on face to the owner because you were not prepared, and that's not fun.
And the change order is probably a lot more higher cost than the original orders.
Right. And the CSLB, the Contractor State License Board, they do allow like a 10%, usually expect a 10% overage on change orders.
Okay.
But sometimes it's a little bit more because the unexpected.
Sure.
And that's where our property management skills come in. Play.
Now, I was chatting yesterday. We had Ron Dymek was on the line on the show with us, a plumber from Fullerton, plumbing contractor. And he was chatting about the idea that there's, and I never even knew this until he was on yesterday, maintenance on your plumbing, right? So I never even thought about that. Property manager, as a property manager, you probably don't want that midnight phone call saying that I got a gusher in the middle of the living room. Just a guess.
Yeah, so if your property manager didn't go through your house and make sure your shutoff valves are not frozen, and when you're getting that call from that tenant, you better be able to know how to coach them through to shut off the main valve, shut off the, if those valves underneath the sink of non-plumbing maintenance
right.
Can be shut off. Those frozen valves are not fun at 2 in the morning.
Absolutely. So just in their area, so my guess, and again, we didn't throw hard numbers here, but, you know, when you start looking at some of these different issues, maybe doing maintenance that you didn't know so you don't have that major expense and have the benefits of the property managers purchasing at scale and their knowledge, I'm not sure that it costs anything really to have a property manager at the end of the day. And then I get to do what I like least is I get to do no work. Right? That's my pleasure, so I don't have to do any of this stuff.
Yeah, you're buying protection insurance on your investment.
Yeah, you know something? So just another one of those thoughts right there. Now, let's think about some numbers. You and I were chatting about this during the break. You know, I don't want to have to come out of pocket with a whole lot of money. I got 4 or 5 properties free and clear, and I need to do some, you know, maintenance. Maybe I need a block wall. Maybe I need, some of the larger maintenance items. Are there solutions for that?
Well, yeah, we'll analyze your rental income, and we'll look at all of the properties that you have and see which one you could possibly get a loan on, then those rental income will pay for that loan. So you're not even going to feel it because the rent's increased. You've added value to the home with improvements and you and Ron Siegel has refied one of your investments.
Yeah. It makes it so that you don't even have to come out of pocket for that. Now, the kind of quick questions, we only have a few seconds left. I watch online sometimes on some of the different property manager sites. Property managers, according to some of these different services, would prefer a new tenant versus releasing to an existing tenant. They feel they can get more money that way. Is that truth or fact or myth?
It is a fact because it's fresh blood, but I guess that's not a good word to say, but it's a fresh tenant. And you can manage those other tenants. They can afford it. They just have not been managed correctly. And so you can manage that tenant up to same rental income. If not, then if they can't afford it, they'll go somewhere else.
And I would submit that, you know, sometimes even if it costs you a little, if you don't get quite as much from the existing tenant as a new tenant, the devil you know is might be better than the one you don't know. Right. You know whether you're getting the rent paid on time, you know whether it's going to be 5 days late or whatever.
Yeah. A lot of owners do not rent market rent. They rent a safe amount and they're okay getting less so that they can have a renter in paying on time, taking great care of the home. The renter takes care of it like it's their own. Those are our favorite type of tenants, and it's okay to be a little bit below market to do that.
Makes sense. It's a good, just a strategy for you to use. And the other strategy to use is to set your first radio preset button to come back here every day. Join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. If you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. I'll just throw a couple shout-outs out there. Carol, Jeff, Cindy, Chris, Kathleen, glad to see you here this morning. Devin, Bobby, Joe, glad to see you all. Remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Something, I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.